Well, I never made a diary, but I started pulling out all my memorabilia about this. And I was at work at a company here in Lawrence, which is a global company. And we had an advertising manager that wanted to be in this movie so bad, but he couldn't go alone. So he grabbed me. We went down to Murphy Theater. We stood in a circle, and the casting director just pointed at certain people, and we came forward. And then we went to the auditorium to read. And it was very interesting because no one understood that when they said, thank you, I'll take that, that it was rejection. And people would just say, no, I can do it. I can even play a woman's part if you want me to. But the people on stage just said, no, we'll take the book, please. And so I read, but I didn't get anything. And I went back to my office. And about a month later, my secretary called me, and she, on the intercom, she goes, Mark, you have a phone call from ABC Circle Films. And I said, sure. Yeah, I believe that. And she goes, no, it's ABC Circle Films. So I answered it, and a young lady told me that I had been picked and I needed to come down, get an actor's card signed and everything, and they were going to pay me. And we did this at the Holiday Inn down in Lawrence. But the scenes that they had me do is there's a very dramatic scene that starts off looking at the feet of a person being dragged in a hayfield, and then it pans back, and I was an Army soldier holding the shoulders of this young co-ed and another Army guy at the back of the feet, and we were picking up dead bodies and loading them onto a wagon. And the funny part about this is we shot that scene four times because the young co-ed that was being lifted was a KU drama major, and she kept saying, no, I can do this better. And on the last and fourth scene, we picked her up and virtually threw her on the wagon. Her head made a terrific crack, and the production man goes, cut, it's perfect. And we went on. And then the rest of the day, it was sort of like being in the Army. It was hurry up and wait. I would get to the makeup trailer, and I was a particular individual that was going to have his ear melted off the side of his face. And so I would be in makeup for about an hour. And then they would turn me loose. And then I'd go to the food wagon. And it was terrific because this was the food wagon that was manned by a chef out of California. And the food was terrific. And there were about 20 of us that would just sit around and wait. And maybe 4 hours later, we'd pile into a car or a truck, and they'd take us out onto into the country, and we'd film a scene here and there if they needed extra people. And then the other scene was a hospital scene outside Lawrence Memorial Hospital. And I worked for a company called AeroQuip, so I made sure I wore my AeroQuip baseball cap. And my wife joined me on that scene, and they gave me a rubber shotgun to use as a weapon, and we virtually just sat outside. But other than that, it was just a lot of fun seeing how they did things and traveling all over Lawrence.